mixed reaction has followed the release of a cartoon about pot growers.
Welcome to Humboldt County, folks. The stone tablets of Willie Nelson's Ten Commandments. The place where blunts go when they have a near-death experience, and home to some of the country's finest rejects.
We have Claude, who's basically just a total stoner, just out here to smoke weed and do a little bit of work.
That's one of four Southern Humboldt anonymous producers of Humboldt Hillbillies. The show depicts that stoner grower talking to his dog.
What do you think, dog? Canada totally wants me, huh?
Might say she wants you about as much as Betty White wants full-blown AIDS.
Yeah, she's coming around.
Canada is the young svelte trimmer. The grower's full-figured partner, meanwhile, pulls up in a lifted truck.
Oh, what in the hell is this weed rot doing here, Pops? And how exactly are you going to explain this if probation visits?
She points to a school bus filled with pot plants. Nearby, a Nazi lives next door to a, quote, self-hating, thumb-sucking Jew. That politically incorrect Family Guy meets Adult Swim type of humor prompted a KimKemp.com commenter to call the episode callous and short-sighted, and to lament, quote, how so many livelihoods will be affected. The anonymous producer.
If you're not a fan of that sort of twisted adult humor in the first place, you're just not going to get it.
Some viewers apparently do get the joke. Humboldt Hillbillies has been shared more than 100 times on Facebook, and more than 10,000 people have watched the YouTube clip since its Friday posting.
We're not trying to represent the entire county of Humboldt. We're trying to make a show about a handful of people in the hills who are just dysfunctional and could very well be close to representing a small portion of Humboldt County.
Humboldt County is not represented in the technical aspect of production. That job fell to a company called Animex.
Getting our point across to a guy in LA over the phone who's not familiar with Humboldt, it was definitely tricky, and I think that, you know, a lot of it maybe wasn't as accurate because of that.
One internet commenter proposed increasing accuracy by focusing on the challenges of legalization and communicating with non-English-speaking workers. The producer says future clips may also include artisan growers.
We'd really like to work with somebody in the area who knows the lifestyle, you know, can really make it authentic.
So, think you got what it takes?
Eric Black, KHSU.